From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next month, homes across the Treasure Valley will be getting a makeover as NeighborWorks Boise kicks off its 42nd annual Paint the Town event, giving back to those in need of a little bit of help. So joining us now to talk more about the event is Inga Hatter. She is Director of Communication and Community Engagement with NeighborWorks Boise. Inga, so nice to have you on the program.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. Really glad to be here.
So can we start out by you telling us a little bit about your organization, NeighborWorks Boise?
Yeah, I would love to. So we are here to provide affordable housing solutions to the Treasure Valley. And that looks like a lot of different things from first-time homebuyer education to affordable apartment communities, all the way through to down payment assistance. And as you know, with the current housing challenges, it takes a lot of us partners to try to help meet the challenging housing circumstances in the area. Mm-hmm. So that is what we're here for. And we actually got our start with Paint the Town. So it's very special and dear to our hearts. Since then, we have grown to include a lot of other housing programs, but really it's right at the heart of the mission of what we do of having neighbors help take care of their neighbors.
So as I mentioned, this will be your 42nd Paint the Town. How did Paint the Town actually get started?
Yeah, so actually NeighborWorks Boise's founder back in 1982, she noticed that there were homes in need of repair in the Vista neighborhood. And she just asked herself, what could we do to help meet this need? She's like, I can get paint donations. I can find volunteers. We can do this. So that was the very start of Paint the Town, was just looking at a need and then mobilizing the community to come around to help meet that need.
So tell us about some of the folks you do help when it comes to this event.
Yeah. So this program is for folks that are unable to paint their homes on their own. This is due to physical and financial limitations. So most of the folks are over 65. We serve veterans every year and disabled neighbors as well. So folks just facing extra obstacles that just really need the extra help from their neighbors. Often these folks feel pretty hopeless, and many of them don't have family nearby, we've found, and just kind of are at the end of their options. They don't know where else to turn. And so this is just really wonderful to be able to give them a little bit of good news. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of feedback then do you get from the folks that you're able to help and give back to?
Yeah, there are, I mean, we hear, you know, you help me not feel alone. I remember one woman saying, I feel like I can have people over to my home now, just restoring that pride of home ownership. But beyond that, I mean, there are folks that we meet that are at risk of actually being kicked out of their housing. Maybe they are in a mobile home community and they're getting pressure from management, for example. If you don't paint, you will have to pay this fine or you will be evicted. And some of these folks don't have anywhere else to go. So it really, you know, it is about a lot more than just the paint. We really have heard stories of this really helps some folks, you know, stay housed and stay in their home longer and age in place.
How many homes are you predicting you'll be able to paint this year?
So we have 27 all signed up this year. And, you know, that varies year to year based on just the volunteer teams we're able to recruit and then also funding. We provide all the paint and supplies. We have a great partner in Rada Paint. They come through with the paint for us, but we provide all the paint supplies, and it just takes a lot to get these homes prepped and painted. Mm-hmm. So we range anywhere from 25 to 30 most years. So this year we're right at 27.
And you have a new partner this year, correct? Habitat for Humanity?
We do. We are thrilled about this partnership. So Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity, they're actually coming through and currently doing repairs on some of these homes, which I'm thrilled about, you know, two housing nonprofits working together. I just think we need more of that. And we're grateful to do that this year. And The really amazing thing is some of these homes are folks that we would actually have to turn away for Paint the Town because their homes really are in need of so much more than just paint. It's new siding, it's, safety related repairs. And so they're repairing probably between 10 and 12 of these homes this year before the volunteers show up to get the painting done. So we're really, really excited about that new partnership.
And I believe registration for volunteers is closed, but you people can still help financially, correct? If they want to be able to give back to Paint the Town.
Yes, we do have the volunteer teams are all set. We're so grateful for all those, businesses that come together to give back. We do currently have a donation campaign going called Buy a Bucket. So for every $20, you're actually entered to win an amazing prize that's been donated by different community partners. So that just helps make the giving a little more fun.
It always does. Well,
Yes.
Inga, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love the opportunity to share about, this important program and just really how generous this community is. We
Yeah.
couldn't do it without all the partners, volunteers, and donors. So thanks for the opportunity to share about it.
Well, we want to thank you as well. We've been talking with Inga Hatter. She is the Director of Communication and Community Engagement with NeighborWorks Boise about Paint the Town, which kicks off June 8th. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.